It's episode. Oh wait, no, wait. Oh my god, I forgot how to do this.
113. It's episode 113.
No. Oh, you guys are tuned into Lyrical Fix Podcast with your host Sade
and Kid Pro.
No, you can't say and Kid Pro anymore. You have to say Sade, Kid Pro, and then
and Villa.
There you go.
Oh, then we're gonna do the and the and. All right.
And X's.
So Sade, comma, Kid Pro, and Villa. All right, yeah. And I didn't know that was this thing. Like you're tuned in. I didn't know that was how you started. That was your official startup. I don't know.
No, I mean, it's not official.
We're tuned in. We are live.
We're live. No, it's just like, I don't fucking know.
We're live,
know
guys.
Anymore.
And it's the,
it don't matter.
And it's the last episode of the year. Yeah. 2021, yeah. We made it. Yeah. Round of applause. Yeah. Oh, my God. Who would have fucking thought? What a week it's been. So much has happened. We can't even talk about it right now because it's a different type of episode. But because it's 113, because it's the last episode of the year, we want to do a special, very, very special type of episode, and we can only do it with another fellow music head, music lover that we love and adore and admire. This guy's a poet laureate, future poet laureate.
You guys think so highly.
A slam battle champion. A grand slam. Slam, right?
Slam.
Grand slam poetry champion.
Where were we at, Denny's?
Denny's?
He's recently entered in the YouTube ASMR poetry contest.
I'd rather do that than do slam any day.
He's known as the walking green screen. He's Johnson sold out, everybody.
Yes, and he loves women a lot.
He loves women a lot.
I have returned.
He has returned, that's right, man.
I have returned.
Yeah, man. Last time you were with us at the We Are Jersey studio.
Yes.
We're
in the new spot.
I mean, the new spot.
New vibes.
Yeah, you already know what it is, man.
For the new year.
But thank you. Hey. Yeah, exactly, man. And thank you for coming through, man. We appreciate you, man.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely.
Talking about the real.
What's happening right now?
I don't know.
He just looked up and like the way he's staring at you.
I like
you.
It. It is. The way he stared at the camera. Or was it a villa?
It's the real. Hello.
It's the real.
We're talking about seeing the edit.
We'll zoom in at whatever camera he's looking at. But yeah, this special episode that we wanted to talk about is basically our hottest albums, top 10 albums list. Now, we didn't really rank these albums. It's just the 10 that we thought were the most influential and we thought were the best, in our opinion. So it was pretty much hip-hop. That was the basis of it. Kept it hip-hop here. And like I mentioned before, Sade today actually will be mediating the conversation.
Mm-hmm. Just getting.
So Villa, Johnson, and I, you know, did some rigorous music listening. Gave it multiple listens in these past couple weeks, and we've come up with 10 albums that we feel are the best out. Obviously, we three of us had different entries, and we'll go over those now. So,
I just realized I forgot to ask you guys: does the list change? Do you want me to do this on air? Because I have all the old lists that you guys told me. If there are any new changes,
I don't know. King's Disease was number one for me, right?
Oh, well, okay. Yeah, no.
You did rank it.
No, we did. The only ranking that was done with everybody did a top five. Everybody has a top five right now.
1A, 1B for me. Yeah. King's Disease is like 1B, but 1A is Tyler. Yeah.
Oh, you switched it.
Finally converted him. Yeah. I mean, I was listening to it. Yeah.
Talk about it. What happened?
I mean, I went back and I was just listening, and my synopsis was it really comes down to a battle of the beats. Mm-hmm. You know, it's either like Hit-Boy or Tyler, and Tyler has like a variety of, it's just like a big roller coaster for me with Tyler's album. So
I like that. I fuck with that. Did Tyler produce everywhere. He produced everything on that,
yeah.
Correct?
Yeah.
Shit.
But that's what he does in the vast majority of his albums.
I don't think
he goes elsewhere for his production.
I figured he would have had some outside help, but yeah. That's dope then. Okay, so then you have that versus Hit-Boy. Yeah. You're right. Tyler can take it so many different places than Nas could, even though Nas is dope.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
All right, so
that's what
real
it was,
quick.
1A, 1B. So,
I just needed to know. We have the top fives. Everybody came in with their top five. I changed yours. Are we adding to this right now, or are we changing anything? Anybody want to take out any, like, you know, anybody in their 10 that wasn't rated yet?
You know what? I struggle with it. I know a few weeks ago I talked about the Russ album, mm-hmm. you know, but I think I was just caught in the moment. The more I listened to it, and I was talking off air with Johnson about it, it's like, you know, I enjoyed the album, but I really just enjoyed the features. Like, the more I listened to it, the more I was like, yeah, Russ is dope at rapping, but I kind of just wait till it's over. And it's like, to me, I don't know how you guys feel. He can rap. Yo, he can rap, and he flows better than a lot of other people.
The features outshines him.
The features outshine him.
How dope of a rapper can he really be?
If the features outshine
him. He's not holding your attention. Or you want
to. Get that mic close to you as you say that, sir.
Oh, my bad.
No, you're good.
Yeah, so how good of a artist, you know, rapper is he if he's not holding your attention and you just want to skip to the. To the features.
Fair enough.
Because that's how it is for me. It's just like, you kind of just like, that first minute, you kind of just have to endure so you can get to the, you know, he got someone, Big Crit, Sean, Big Crit, and Snoop Dogg on a premiere beat. Like, who would have picked that combination, you know what I'm saying? So, I'd say he's like the new Khaled as far as like orchestrating these like collabs and getting all these like really dope producers with these dope artists and like a combination that we usually don't see. Yeah,
like he's an actual artist though.
Yeah, so that's why I said he's like actually. Yeah, I'll give him that. But his rap is so surface level. Like I like the braggadocious stuff, but then after that, I really feel like there's nothing else he's offering.
It kind of got stale.
Super stale.
Okay, fair enough.
You don't have to hold it, by the way. He was talking.
Yeah, no, I didn't want to close to it because he was kind of away from it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but I don't know if
I had him on.
Excuse me.
There you go. Wait, why does it keep moving?
I don't know.
Explain that.
keep going. There you go. Done.
Okay.
All right. So, again, are we solid in our top 10?
Yeah. Oh, so the point I was making was, yeah, even though the Russ album was dope mm-hmm. and I was considering taking something out of my top 10 and replacing it, I've decided not to. So I'm keeping my top 10 and keeping my top 5.
Everybody's keeping their top 10?
Can you run my top 10 again?
Yeah.
Let's hear it.
So, Johnson, run mine too, please. Oh, wait. So, this is not in any order.
Okay.
Because everybody just did a top 5, and that was when Pro started tapping out. He's like, I can't do this anymore. Like, I stop at 5. That's it.
All right. I mean, so I didn't have to get brought up, but sure. Yeah, that happened.
So, everybody that did happen, just had sure. a top 5. That's all it.
All right.
That's rated.
I was tired. It was late. Yeah.
Yeah,
all right. Fuck it. You guys want to put it out there? Let's do it.
Yeah.
All right, Sade.
I was going to bring the pizza.
Thanks, Jean Grey.
Oh, my God.
All right, so we have Johnson and Tyler.
Unbelievable.
You have the Arm & Hammer shit with Alchemist.
Haram.
Arm & Hammer shit.
Peter Rosenberg. I'm going to say shit wrong. Sky Zoo. Bruh, Sky Zoo.
All the brilliant things. Oh, you finally listened?
Uh-huh.
Did we convert our friend over here yet?
No, not yet. I'll give it, but I will listen.
West Side Gun. It was the side B, I believe.
Yes.
Bruiser Wolf, right?
Yeah, Bruiser Wolf.
Dope Game Stupid or something like
yeah,
that?
Dope yeah, Dope Game Stupid. Yep. Shout out Detroit.
I have two currencies, Still Stone, Regatta.
Jesus.
Yeah, Still Stone on Ocean and Regatta,
Jesus.
Yes.
Elephant in the Room,
Mick Jenkins, yes.
Night
Lovell?
Yeah, Lovell. There you go. From here, it looks like a W, though. Lovell. Lovell, Just Say You Don't Care, right?
Yeah.
And then I have honorable mentions, Denzel Curry and Nas. Those were honorable mentions from you.
All right, so I got to ask, because a couple of those artists I haven't heard of.
Not rated, by the way.
Yeah, not rated. What made those artists stick out to you more than Nas?
Well, just the replay for me.
Okay.
Like Bruiser Wolf. For me, it's like he's part of like the Bruiser Brigade with like Danny Brown and stuff like that. So you already know how eccentric and like zany he can get. And like pretty much everybody in that crew is of their own form of zany. And he just like raps in a very unorthodox, almost spoken wordish way, which I like really like. And he's very, 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 very witty. And it's just really funny. Night Lovell just makes really sad music, like really depressing music, but like the bass hits and it's like great to drive to at night. I think, and then Arm & Hammer, just that was the Haram album was just produced by Alchemist, so the production was just great, and they're just like on that Earl sweatshirt of like spoken word abstract rap where it's just like you got to listen to it like 5 times, and every time you listen to it, you'll catch something different from each verse that they have. It's a duo of two dudes, I believe, from New York. I'm not 100% sure on that. Everything else, everybody else should be, people should know.
Yeah.
Currency.
Two Currencies.
Currency's just killing it this year, man.
I mean, he's always good for delivering at least 3 projects a year.
He dropped at least seven.
Way more. Yeah, I'm about to say. He dropped.
He was going
to
drop more. He almost dropped the Alchemist one, but Alchemist is like, let's just push last, it back.
Yeah, last year. He's going to have that Jermaine
Dupree album.
Which makes no sense, but I'll take it. Makes no sense, but I'll take a Currency project anytime. So I'm good with that.
It's better than the Council.
Bet. All right, I fuck with that. Okay, that's a great list. All right, so that does he have the Council? The Council. As if you guys remember, we talked about the Council last week.
And, yeah.
And how big of a splash it's going to create.
Oh, yeah. 1,000% for sure.
Yeah. <It's> All right, so then, so did you already set up a top five off of that or no?
Yeah, off of that, his top five, Tyler, Nas, Kanye West, Donda, which actually did that wasn't on your list.
It wasn't on your 10. I didn't hear Donda at all.
Oh, yeah, no, that wasn't in your top 10.
I thought our top five was, like,
different from your top 10?
Outside of our, like, personal top 10s. No,
the top, it's, no, part of your personal.
I did that.
That's okay.
No, it's fine.
Because I just realized you have Cole there, too. I'm like, wait, hold on. Yeah, How did I not know this? I thought
our top five was like...
No, the top five was... No, remember, you wanted to do something... what is it called? You wanted to create a list of, like, unbiased, but we're all way too biased. So that's why, yeah.
So I was the only one to create my unbiased list. Got it.
I think so. Well, yes. Do you want to change it?
No, it's fine. We can go. Maybe I'll freestyle something, and somebody else can talk while I think of something.
Yeah. You always let me know. all right. So I'll skip that, and then we'll go on to the next one. Villa, you want your 10? Do you remember your 10, or you want me to go over?
I think I remember.
Okay, so go ahead.
It's Doja Cat.
Mm-hmm.
Cody was in there. Lloyd Banks.
Mm-hmm.
Donda.
Year.
The Regatta album, I believe.
No. You want me to just read it?
Yeah.
Yeah, you should.
Thought I did.
All right. Doja.
Doja Cat was definitely in there.
Damn it. I forgot his fucking name already. I just have the shot. The Burning House one.
Isaiah Rashad.
Oh, I'm hearing you say something different. That's why I'm like, is it not Isaiah?
Isaiah Rashad.
Oh, okay. What? I just. the way you said it and he's saying it too, I'm getting everything in the. Never mind. I'm the only one with headphones, so nobody knows what I'm talking about.
Isaiah Rashad.
She's hearing voices in her head.
J. Cole, Tyler, Nas, Lloyd Banks, Donda, Wale, Vince, Staples,
yeah,
Baby Keem.
Mm-hmm.
Honorable mention is West Side,
yeah,
Side B.
Yeah.
Oh shit! And then that's it.
All right.
No surprise with that.
I'm very solid with that.
And then top five, we changed it, so it's Tyler, Nas, Cole, Isaiah, and Donda.
Rashad.
Rashad.
Take a Rashad.
But yeah, that's it.
All right, so Isaiah Rashad, man, I gotta ask, since that we just mentioned it so many times.
Yeah.
How'd you feel about that album, Villa?
It was TDE, man. We talk about this, Josh, all the time about TDE never putting out their artists, right? And this one is it, man. This one is. I just felt like the writing on this album was very like eccentric, man. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's very eccentric. Like the production, how he like tied in with what's his name, with Uzi Vert on that song, and then it transitions into something different. It was just, I loved it. I loved all of it.
Right. Very dope. Yeah. And the deluxe album too. Got a couple joints in there. I fuck with it too.
Yeah, Donut, RIP Young Remix.
And it's been like what, 3 years since he released something?
3 years.
Yeah, it's been a minute.
What is this, the Sonic Tyree?
Five years?
2016.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
So yeah.
I wish it was 3 years.
Yeah, I mean he's been through some shit. So.
Yeah, of course. From what
I heard, yeah.
Right, coming out of the, like, rehab
and whatnot. Yeah, personal life stuff. He has, like, 2 kids. I get it.
That shit's hard.
Coming back with a powerhouse, you know what I mean? Like, the album.
That's the album you want to come back with. Yeah, that type of shit.
Got SZA on the shit, too. Taps into the R&B side as well, like.
Oh, that song with Black?
Right.
Oh, amazing. Yeah, him and SZA, yeah. Oh, amazing. Not everything, man. The Chad shit.
Chad is
my shit. I was playing that before.
You seen the video?
No, I have not.
You gotta see the video.
I did not know that.
Like so many different rap, like Aminé's in there. So, so many different rappers,
damn.
Like of that like generation.
Damn, man.
Is in it. Yeah, you should see it. It's a dope video.
Videos just ain't important anymore like they used to be. Like for songs, you never know what's out anymore. Like there's no music video channel like that.
But I mean, they promote it like on their Twitters and whatnot.
I guess so.
You know
yeah.
What I mean, so it's just a matter of you following up.
He's got to follow it.
You
know
I mean?
Yeah.
It's yeah. I mean, I feel like I only see videos for the artists I really, really like. I feel that like too. I don't
because you're that following too. Them and you're kind of like keeping tabs on their shit. Yeah.
Yeah. I guess if I were following like a Instagram profile that's like that would show me the videos each day, like in my newsfeed. Gotcha. Maybe that would be
like the hip hop dude that'd be posting like the songs every Friday and like we just need like a hip hop video version of that.
There you go. Might as well. That can go a long way. Just remind me what videos are out.
Edit this out. We just came up with the
I'm the type to like
social media bag. Edit that out.
I'm the type to check the video out if I really like the song. Like, if I'm really like the song, I'm checking the video.
And sometimes I gotta see the video, it makes me like the song more.
Because sometimes when you really like a song, you kind of come up with your own, like, visual treatment.
Right. Oh, yeah.
You're just like, wait, I got to see what, like, what their take is. Right. What if they came up with something similar? You know, some shit like that. So, yeah.
Oh, man. I remember I was bummed out when I saw all the videos for Flashing Lights from Kanye. And, like, none of them was close to what I pictured in my head it would be.
Yeah.
And you hate that, like, as a music fan. Like, it's such a dope song.
Mm-hmm. Runaway was cool, but Runaway could have been so much, I don't know.
Yeah.
Could have been so much better.
There's so many songs that are so dope that never made videos for, too. Yeah. Oh, that should be something we should talk about one day. All
right.
That is so true.
Yeah. So,
speaking of Mr. West.
Yeah.
Donda. That was on your list.
It was the only... Donda only appeared twice. Yeah, only appeared twice. He has Donda, but he didn't... You want to do Deluxe or no? The original... Or Deluxe.
Yeah, the original was fine for me.
So you had original. That's right. I did ask you this already. And then Pro had Deluxe.
I had Deluxe.
And you didn't have it on your list at all.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. Mm-mm. You want to discuss that, or do you want to wait? We'll go over his list and then we'll discuss who didn't choose what. Okay,
yes.
we'll do that. we'll do that. All right, Pro, go ahead. Okay. Do you remember your list?
My list. Yeah, I got it written down. All right, so I got Isaiah Rashad.
Y'all.
Donda Deluxe, Mick Jenkins, Elephant in the Room, Nas, King's Disease, Tyler, Call Me If You Get Lost, Peter Rosenberg, Relate, Mac Hami, Pray for Haiti, J. Cole, Conway, La Machina, and Lloyd Banks, The Course of the Inevitable.
And you had no honorable mentions.
Either. No honorable mentions, just wanted to keep it 10. Yeah.
La Machina.
Yeah, I mean, I think this is pretty much like the average, the consensus. All of us. I mean, we all liked Isaiah. We all liked Mick Jenkins. I think you didn't fuck with Nas. Kept him out of your top 10.
Do your top 10 because I have the list of like who's
okay.
So
we have my top 5.
Do you want to do your top 5? Go ahead.
Yeah. Did I have top? Okay, so my 5 would have been this is tough. Did I not give it the 5 before?
Before I dropped out. Tyler, Nas, Isaiah, Donda. Well. Yay. And J. Cole. That was your top 5.
Yeah, so Tyler first. Yeah. Yeah, man, the Tyler album was just, it's just what I needed to hear.
Mm-hmm.
Like in terms of music, man. Like everything, the whole story he was talking about, like the breakup or something with the chick and shit. Like we've all been there before and like it's been a dark period and I felt like he took us through that whole story and then that 10-minute song of him just like describing the whole relationship. I thought that was dope in itself. And then everything else. And then on top of that, with DJ Drama mixed in, like, it's a fucking Gangsta Grillz on top of that.
Call Me If You Get Lost.
It was a nice little, like, you know, like, cherry on top, you know, that you needed for a dope-ass album. I think all that put together made for, like, a great piece of music. So I fucked with that. That was my number one for that reason.
That's a fact.
And yeah. You gotta mention the videos, the marketing. Oh, yeah. He directed all of them. Yeah. He had
I haven't seen the videos.
Yo, oh my God. Corso.
Yeah.
Corso is just weird the way it starts too, like just a skit. Yeah. It had nothing to do with the song. Mm-hmm. But then the video, and it's dope because it's a one shot type of deal. Like, mm-hmm. I wish I could show you because then you'd see why I love it so much. Like, you'll see it if you just watch it. Like, it's just great. It's fucking dope.
So he has a video out for every song?
Pretty much.
No, almost. Shit. In a way, like, because they're kind of like short snippets too, right?
Yeah, because like he has videos out for the songs with like features on them. Like, he did one, the one with like Uzi and Pharrell, but mm-hmm. it's just his part.
And the song NBA Youngboy. Yeah. He's not in it. You're right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, and you just like, this album is like really dope too, because it's like, if you like, especially if you're a Tyler fan, even if you're mm-hmm. not a Tyler fan, but if you're a Tyler fan especially, it's just like, yeah. to see where he started and to see where he's at, to hear him talk his shit about how, like, you know, like, y'all counted me out, y'all didn't want me to be here, y'all tried to cancel me. I did this pretty much all on my own.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Like, y'all have to mention me. Like, I'm here. I'm still here.
Yeah.
I don't have, like, the super hot single that's on the radio like that artist did, but where's that artist now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm still, you know what I'm saying? I'm doing carnivals. I just came out with Perfume. I got freaking
countless number one albums. Yeah. Countless number one albums.
I worked with all your favorite artists. Yeah.
Yeah, nah, for real, man. That's
what I'm saying. On that album, he's just talking his shit.
He's talking his shit. Yeah. You're right, man.
So it's just like a proud fan moment.
Yeah.
He's got boats. He's got boats now. He has two boats.
Looking for shopping for a lake house.
Yeah.
Like, come on now.
He's getting people to show up to that, to his pop-up.
he dissed ASAP Nas on that album. Like,
did he?
Mm-hmm.
What did he say?
I heard about you.
I
completely missed it.
I did not catch it.
It's not running up. It's,
But you would never know it's a diss.
Somewhere. I wouldn't know.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just like he's just rapping it.
Yeah, I was reading some article. Like,
you're so lost.
It's Rise.
Rise?
So lost into the music.
Yeah.
Does he mention him by name or something?
It just goes over.
Yeah, literally just goes over.
No, because he mentioned it in the interview, and then when you listen back to it, it's like, oh, that makes more sense. Because he's going at somebody, but it's not obvious as to, like, it's
who it is.
Who it is. And then when he talked, I forget what interview it was he talks about it, and then you go back and listen to it, and it's just like, oh, it's kind of like, kind of crazy, because especially since he has that friendship with Rocky. So it's just like.
Those records are always fun. Now I gotta go back and listen to it.
Yeah.
Yo, real question though. You think there's a follow up to this between both of them? DJ Drama and Tyler?
No.
No, I think Drama moves on to somebody else.
I think Tyler's already.
He just.
I feel like Tyler's like calculated. Like, so, like, I think he's already has the next.
At least two or
four
three.
Projects, whether it's
going to be an opera album.
Whether it's music or.
It's gonna be an opera album.
I don't know what he's gonna do. I'm just glad he rapped. That was another thing too.
Yeah, Tyler's done, like, a lot, man. TV shows,
scoring,
like
TV
clothing
shows.
Lines.
Yeah. So.
And you know,
yeah,
and
I
still
really enjoyed the rapping on this project. Yeah. A lot. Yeah.
And this project is really fucking solid, for sure. Yeah. It was a tough one.
That Rise song is something special.
Yeah.
And I gotta go back.
Rise song is fucking amazing.
Yeah, I should have played that before. Wait, there's one of those on my list. What was my
shout, Dizzle? You listen to that? You listen to Tyler?
Yeah, I listen to Tyler.
You like that? Yeah.
Hot fire. Yeah.
It's
Odd
Future, bro. It's Odd Future, OF.
Yeah, and I was always a huge Odd Future fucking fan. But I my only thing was there were certain in the beginning. I mean, I got over it. Just kept, like, I kept listening to what I lived with it. And I'm like, all right, no, this is amazing. But in the beginning, there were little things that kind of bothered me about the project.
It's the yelling for, like, it's DJ Drama. Could it be that?
That's one of them.
And really? Then we gotta use the toilet right now.
It's another thing. at first, I thought my headphones were bugging. But
you got
there
the
was,
toes out.
It's like some type of shit with the skit. I forgot where it was. Now, like, it doesn't bother me at all. Like, I completely, like, it, like, disregard it. Like, but before it was like, what the fuck is going on right
it's
now?
DJ
like,
this drama,
quality.
Man,
yeah, it's drama.
It's probably just, it was
yeah,
just all
was
him.
Probably listening.
We out in Geneva. It's
yeah,
in Switzerland, by the way.
To it in your crib. Don't forget to feed the cats.
That shit was bugging me out. Nah, that shit was bugging me out. But no, I live with it. That shit is fucking fire. And is it, Yeah, I'm still, I don't know, I'm indecisive as fuck, so I don't know if I can give it, I would probably give it number one, like, the best project.
Yeah. Now, with me, Isaiah Rashad is like 1A, 1B situation, kind of like with you. Like, I felt like, just like you said, the writing, the production, like, I mean.
So, are you changing?
No. Tyler's still my number one.
Are you putting this over Nas then?
I feel like.
And just to let you guys know, there's no such thing as 1A, 1B. It's 1 and 2.
Right.
It's 1 and 2,
yeah,
guys.
Yeah, honestly.
You're right.
I feel like.
So, Michael, Kobe, 1A, 1B?
The fuck out.
Okay.
All right, you're right. It's just.
Numbers go 1.
All right, my best.
Uno, dos, tres.
No, you know, it's tough. You know, the case for Nas, too, like, it's just aging like fine wine. You know what I mean? Like, the flow's just precise still. The beat selection, the fact that he broke the whole, like, stereotype of him picking whack beats.
Yeah.
Hit Boy just being on point with everything. Like, it made sense. So, I don't know. That's why. But then again, with Isaiah, like, it's tough, man. It's tough.
I feel like it's really not. I feel like there's a clear answer. And it's Nas.
Yeah.
Nas better than Isaiah?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. 1,000%.
Yeah.
Overall?
I love Isaiah Rashad.
Isaiah has more replay value to me, even though Nas is like the dope-ass lyricist. Yeah.
That's fair. But to me, I'm a harsher critic for Isaiah Rashad. And like, this album, it's not a bad album, but it's not as good as previous projects. And, you know, against my opinion, who am I to say anything?
No. But that's why we're here, though.
Yeah.
I am going to say something. I don't know. I just felt like the album was kind of just like all over the place a little bit. Like, I felt like there was no like cohesive theme. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if he was going for that or wasn't going for that, but I don't know. I didn't feel like the house was burning. I didn't feel that.
When the house is burning, you kind of figure you feel like there should be a concept, and I get that was my only probably. Yeah.
All the songs were catchy as fuck. I can't even lie.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it was very vibey, and I'm like, this doesn't make me like think the house is burning. This makes me think.
At no point was I worried about any house burning.
It's just like that meme that this is fine. Everything is burning around him.
Is that what it meant? Like, and like, I'm gonna just keep making dope shit.
You know, well, that's what I was. Yes, that's why. Yeah, I know which one you're talking about because that's how I live my life. But I really thought it was gonna be something like that. But I don't get the sense. I mean, maybe the "Don't Shoot Me" shit going crazy. Like, I don't know. It's just I was expecting a little bit more.
She's expecting. Yeah. Well, you know, if you expect disappointment, you'll always be disappointed.
Yeah. Sure.
True.
Words were never said.
Yeah. Villa knows what I'm talking about.
Okay. I don't know what's happening, so we're going to keep on.
It'll make sense next week.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot. You fucking asshole. Stop it. Stop.
I mean,
by the time this episode comes out. Yeah, you already told me. He's red and blue.
Exactly. Yeah, I know. Suit.
Yeah, the suit is red and blue. Yes.
Yeah, and it has a spider
by
in the middle.
By the time this episode comes out, I won't be mad in the middle. Because I've already watched. I already watched it.
So you watched it.
I watched it because I'm watching it tomorrow.
Watch the Tom Holland one. With Zendaya.
Yo, Tom Holland's in the movie.
I'm going to throw this water bottle at you.
I'm just letting you know.
And then we get to actually test this out.
Zendaya.
It's with Mysterio, the second one, right? You gonna watch that? You gotta watch that before you watch that.
I've watched everything. Yeah. Watched them all.
It was Far From Home.
Actually, I never saw the Garfield one.
Oh, all right. Well,
the Amazing Spider-Man?
Yeah, just something about it just seems weird, so I never watched it.
It was amazing.
It wasn't Tom Holland.
No, Tom Holland wasn't around yet.
did you ever see the Tobey Maguire ones?
Yes, 1,000% yes.
All three of them?
Unfortunately.
All three of them.
That third one was hilarious. I couldn't look at Eric the same anymore. I was a huge That 70s Show fan, and to see Topher Grace, and to see him like that. I mean, I wasn't really a fan of him. I loved Kelso and Hyde, but like to see him like that, I'm just like
with the frost tips.
It was just weird, man.
It was just frosted tips.
Yeah. Ugh, God.
Eddie Brock.
And then, what's his name? All emo and shit? All My Chemical Romance? It was just weird.
Yeah, I love that.
That was just every
the whole thing. Dance scene.
I have no problem watching it again. It's like cringeworthy, but you can't look away. Like that. It's like a train wreck. Can't look away.
Yeah.
Gives me those vibes. But yeah, no, that movie was horrible.
Jeez.
It was.
Man.
Word.
It was. Anyway, back to this because we're not. Potting, really. We're not supposed to be potting like this.
Yeah, sorry.
All right, so I'm trying to figure out, do you want to give your top five? Or how do you guys want to collectively, let's figure out a top 10?
Am I ready for my top five? Yeah.
Or in all? We can keep going.
I guess my top five would be Tyler, Mink, Mick.
Mink? What? No,
Mick Jenkins.
I'm fucking with you.
Oh.
God.
Okay. I'm gonna go with Still Stoned, so that's Currency. Da, 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 da. West Side Gun, and the B side West Side Gun of Hitler Wears Hermes. Was that 8? Right? Yeah.
Wait, you said Still Stoned, right? After Currency, Still. Currency, Still Stoned.
Yeah.
That one. I just want to make sure. West Side. What's that? Who's after West Side?
And then I'm gonna end with Sky Zoo.
Mm-hmm.
All the Brilliant Things.
Okay. And then Villa Pro, you guys are good with your top fives.
Go my top five. Now, I wanted to ask you, Johnson, because you have two Currency projects, but you only picked one in your top five. What made one better than the other?
The production. I forget who produced Still Stone on Ocean. I want to say it's Kool & Dre. I could be completely off on that one.
I can look it up.
Oh, like the whole project?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit. Right.
Yeah, every project. Like, has it just been like that? This second half. Because Regatta is all Harry Fraud.
Mm-hmm.
And him and Harry Fraud are a great combination, but, like, and again, it's not a bad project. I just resonated with Still on Ocean more because just the stuff that he's talking about. Like, Currency is just always the dude that is, like, you know, in that same realm as, like, Pharrell of, like, you can do it too. You can always make money, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
You can, you know, you don't got to sign to a big label.
You can do it independent.
You can do it independent. You just got to keep putting in the work and the effort and... You can live the life that you want to live, which is what I'm trying to strive for.
He's
so.
Proof of it, man.
Yeah.
It's 808 and then Smitty Beats.
Okay.
Oh,
I think Kool & Dre did the first.
Yeah.
Because this is still Stoned on Ocean. This is basically the second.
Yeah, second part.
So I think the first one was.
Because I know he did shit with Kool & Dre. I just can't remember.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Kool & Dre should do a versus. Sidebar.
I heard conversations about that, but I don't know.
Against who?
I'd be here for it. Not sure. I was just actually thinking that. We'll come back to that.
Scott Storch?
Sidebar.
Oh, no, he already did something.
Scott Storch,
imagine we get to that, like, tomorrow, and then when this episode comes out, it's like, what?
All right, yeah. That would suck. We'd have to cut. You're right.
That would suck.
Shit. Oh, you know what? What else is left? He gave his top five.
So top five now.
Smoking on top five, smoking
so
on top
quick,
five.
So West Side appears twice. Right, side B. Isaiah appears twice. Actually, is he in your Johnson? Did you pick him?
No.
No, you didn't pick him. That's right. Yeah, you didn't pick him. I was looking at Phyllis' list.
In my unbiased list, I picked him.
Yeah, no, you did. You did.
But not in my personal.
Jenkins is twice. He appears twice.
Jenkins.
Nas appears twice. Once as an honorable mention under you. Tyler appears Tyler's the only one that appears in all three lists.
Trio.
All so trio.
I should tell you.
That goes to show.
That should tell you.
And
something.
Then you have Peter in two, J. Cole in two, Banks in two, and then Donda kind of two, you know, because you have the
and
original and you have Lux.
The only reason I got the Lux is because technically the Andre verse is on that one.
But Johnson, you know that Off the Grid song, right?
Off the Grid song. You know what? Actually, that's the next thing I want to get into. It's an unofficial list. We didn't plan for this before, but what do you guys think is the best song you've heard this year?
Oh yeah, I have
best
that
song.
Best song.
You want to say that for later?
This episode or?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, sure. Yeah.
So when we go over, like, because I was gonna ask that.
Okay.
I was gonna ask that and beats and all that shit too.
Oh, all right. So all that superlative stuff we'll keep for later. You mean? Type of shit?
Yeah.
Okay.
So
cool.
For albums, you guys want to finish your top? You actually do top 10?
Nah.
Only have top fives. Or does it even matter after five?
Nah, after five. I'm going to rank my bottom half.
Yeah.
The what ifs.
Yeah.
Okay.
This isn't the pizza talking to the Chinese like last time.
No, the top five. I just want to make sure. No, because we did this backwards. We really should have led up to one, even though one was an obvious tie with Tyler.
Yeah, so actually, Tyler.
Maybe next year it'll be more like, Tyler really just won out this year. There's no arguing about it.
Yeah.
No debating.
It's crazy how none of us even thought about Drake. When
it's
like,
really not, though.
Like 10
no, when, no it's I remember, really not. Johnson, when you were trying to do the unbiased list, you put Drake. Well, didn't I try to fight
no,
it?
No, I didn't. Did I?
No, you mentioned it, but as far as like...
No, y'all were like, no, you
no,
have
I mentioned
to,
it, yeah.
Yeah, you
I
were like,
it,
I'm like,
it.
I mean...
And you were, that's...
I was
think,
like, we don't have to be that unbiased.
No, but, if, but what I'm, what I'm getting at is that...
Because when you look at impact and everything...
You know, what I'm getting what is impact? That just basically we're saying that it just wasn't a good album.
The
none,
impact,
like, none of us even mentioned
impact,
it.
Impact, you... I'm sorry, I think it's because I work at a bar. Do you understand how many songs... Play off that album.
But what song is play? Like, is it just a two sexy song?
Yeah, I was gonna say.
No, I've heard a couple
deep,
others. I don't
into
remember
deep,
the fucking name.
What song with Jay-Z?
In Too Deep. I'm in too deep.
Yeah.
In
Too Deep. Way Too Sexy.
TSU. TSU gotta be played.
Well, TSU I've heard before. It's not a common one though. It's not a common
one.
And then it's the girls kiss.
What's the one?
The
one that he sampled.
Girls Like Girls.
The first song. Was it Poppy's song?
What? The champagne
the
one?
The champagne.
Champagne poetry.
There
yeah.
we go, that one.
No, that one.
I do not
want
to hear that.
What about the song with Jay-Z?
No.
No, but I don't.
So, like,
that's not
four,
the one I recall,
so
like,
four out of the 30 songs.
Yeah,
I
but
feel
it's
like,
still plays.
Like, it's light up for me. Between
for
Hov
some,
and Drake, that's like the best song that they have together. Like,
that might.
I don't really care.
You know
about
what?
Any other
that
Tuscan, whatever.
That could be. Well, that could be a topic
what?
For a little side all project.
Right, for sidebar, yeah.
It's just, Drake. It's I'm sorry, you can't deny the fact that he is
Johnson,
he
what are
was
we doing
nominated.
Here?
I don't know. You brought this up. You made this mess.
Sorry, I
you brought his name up.
Yeah. He withdrew himself.
Huh?
And then
no,
all the viewers are clicking off.
All
the viewers are clicking off
now.
He
no,
wasn't
no,
gonna win.
No, stop. No, you guys aren't. No,
I don't know what's happening on this side of the room.
This guy's trying to cause hysteria here.
As
no,
always.
I mean,
as
we
always.
All, we
as
all
always.
Agreed. We all agree that Drake did not belong anywhere near this list.
No, he didn't deliver. No.
Yeah, he didn't deliver this year. That shit was Luke fucking
didn't
warm.
Deliver.
No, we agree on that. But as far as an unbiased list, he'd be like somewhat on the bottom because of numbers wise. That was my main argument, was numbers wise. And there's some impact. People are actually talking about it for some ungodly reason. Somebody's talking about this fucking album.
Well, because it's still Drake.
Right.
Yeah.
It's still Drake. You gotta talk about
it. And that's also right. why he got a nomination, sorry.
I thought he withdrew it.
Yeah, it's still a nomination. He withdrew it because he probably knew he wasn't going to win and didn't want to be like, ooh, Kanye won against you.
He's got the
so
features.
Is he not
he's
mentioned or does somebody else
well.
Take his place? Has that been mentioned yet?
I'm sorry, what? Go ahead.
He's got the features as well on the album.
Yes, he does have the features, and I have no idea. No news came about it. We'll probably find out soon enough. I don't know.
Bro, that's crazy. So the person that's part of that album that produced it from around here, does that mean he's not Grammy nominated anymore?
Yeah. If you withdrew it, then yeah.
Damn.
I don't know that guy. I heard about him. He's from around here. That
thanks,
sucks.
Drake.
He produced Poppy's Home or Daddy's Home, whatever the fuck.
Oh, where?
Yeah, dude from around here.
I mean, nevertheless, it's still an album.
Yeah,
know, it's a Drake album.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It just wasn't his best.
It's just, right.
It is what it is.
Yeah. Compared to like his cat, yeah, because I was having this conversation with somebody, and they're like, "What album did you hear? This shit wasn't trash." I'm like, compared to everything else he has done, yeah, it's on the bottom of the list. Like, it's not up there, and especially everything that's dropped this year and around the time of him dropping this, it doesn't like really compare. Like, it's not a bad album. It's not exactly trash, but it's just not a Drake album, you know.
No, it's definitely a Drake album. It's just a bad Drake album.
Yeah, that. Yeah.
But it also wasn't
it
better than anybody else's album.
Huh?
His bad album wasn't better than anybody else's good album that came out
musically.
This year.
Musically.
Yeah, no.
Sure, you can get the numbers, but...
I don't know. Maybe pick a doll who has dropped music. Maybe it's better than that.
Like, all these albums on our list,
doll,
like...
Any doll.
As far as these artists go, like, these are good albums that they made. Like, we didn't put out anybody's bad album this year. You know what I mean? Like, this is Tyler's, like, really good album.
Yeah.
That's
any
on here.
Bad albums this year?
I was going to say, disappointments, Drake. That's the biggest one.
Biggest disappointment of 2021.
Is that the biggest disappointment?
As far as album expectations?
I wouldn't say that.
Expectations?
Y'all still have expectations from that man?
No. Why? Don't say yeah. You're looking at one man over did there
we
in
not,
the corner.
Right, did we not expect people were saying at least the consensus was yo, this might be the one that like defines him.
Don't they say that every year?
No, they don't. Jonathan.
Yes, they do.
No, I feel like they say at least every other album.
Every year,
every
they
other
say,
album. This is it. This is the one. Yeah,
this is why they had to push it back because he had to do this.
Yeah,
and
with the shit with Kanye, like, we just expected this shit to happen. I expected it to be the one. God damn it, I thought this would be it. Then I saw the cover and I knew it wasn't going to be it.
The one what, though?
The one. Like, the one good, the one classic Drake
the
album.
The one what?
The one.
No,
he doesn't have one.
Does Drake
and
have
don't you dare say
like
take
history
care.
History repeats itself.
Does Drake have
like,
classics?
With 50 no. and Kanye, it's just like a rollout.
You don't think
like
any
way.
Of his...
So you're saying, but Drake is 50 in this situation?
Right.
Hmm. Okay, yeah. All right, so any other disappointments?
This is Curtis?
No, right. No, I don't
you
expected really
expect Curtis to
be,
you know what I'm saying? Like, I get money.
I didn't have anticipations
from
for
I
it.
Get
so,
money
that, so it's not a disappointment because I wasn't expecting
though.
Anything. I mean, I'll never know.
Fucking AO Technology was on that shit, too. Like,
God, I forgot about that.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, like, you expected it to be that. You know what I mean?
No, I know what you mean. I don't.
Coming
I don't
from
think
the
there's
massacre,
anything else.
You're like, okay,
Rick Ross
fucking the massacre
cool.
shit. He's mm-hmm. just gonna elevate to a whole different level. He's gonna super saiyan, right? Like,
psych.
Nah.
No.
Nah.
But he found his way elsewhere. So.
I guess so. Yeah, you're right.
Still got money elsewhere. So.
God damn.
Yeah, it's true.
So, all right. Any other disappointments?
Rick Ross album.
Really?
Shoot, I'll have another unpopular opinion.
No, I'm not even
like,
mad at that.
Like,
Johnson. I know I looked at you crazy
what
just
does
now,
this
but
mean?
I didn't agree.
Like your Rosé album, like...
Wiggle, 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 wiggle.
Like your typical mafia music?
I think Ross needs to just executive produce for other people.
So you don't want him to do
anything?
I don't
think he needs to...
I think it was the right amount of songs.
Dislocate your elbow,
pointed
so hard.
It was the right amount of songs. It had 12 songs.
I agree.
It was the right amount of songs, but...
He took that nice chopped it up sample, the fucking LL Cool J sample that he threw Wale on.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Future. Yo, there's very
Future's
strong.
Rapping.
Yo,
Future's rapping. Future is rapping, right?
That was dope. Yeah,
Future's rapping. No auto-tune.
I said it's a disappointing album. I didn't say it was a bad album. I think the first half is very strong. I think the first 4 to 5 songs are really strong. Then you kind of get towards the end after Wiggle where it gets a little... A little questionable, not solid. It's like it's kind of like tracks that we've like heard already from you. Like it's like Oliver sounds. A lot of my issues with those beats too. It felt like he went on YouTube and typed in Rick. I feel like the producers. I feel like the
Rick
producers. The producers
Ross,
typed in
Rick.
I feel like the A-Rap music
Rose,
beat.
Rose like beats.
Rick
yeah.
Ross beats with no hook.
Yeah, like I feel like you know what I'm saying, like. The A-Rap music beat didn't feel like an A-Rap music beat. It felt like this is what Rick Ross sounds. This is what Rick Ross sounds. Like it just sounded like that's what a lot of this production sounded like. I like the joint with Wiz. I like this joint with Wale and Future. The Pulitzer, that's my favorite song.
Timbo.
That might be one of like my
Timbo,
songs, like
baby.
Songs of the year. That might be one of my songs. Because that goes in the whip hard. But yeah, my other unpopular opinion, though, for, like, disappointing album would probably be J. Cole.
Whoa.
That's probably, like,
all right, talk about it. Talk about
yes,
it. Why?
Talk
about
it.
Because it was, like, a mixtape. It's, like, a mixtape, and now we're in, like, these days where it's, like, glorified, like, any, like, what am I trying to say? It's a mixtape. It's just, like, very high produced.
Yeah.
Everybody's like, oh, he got Cameron on the album for the intro. And I'm like, yeah, that's cool. But like,
so what?
Yeah,
it's just like, there's
great
moments.
He didn't have the whole feature on it?
There's great moments on there.
You got Cam, but you didn't go whole.
You get Rihanna on it.
You get Riri.
Yeah, there's great moments on that album, but it's
you
like.
You get Kanye's
me,
beats? No, you don't need no Kanye beats.
No Kanye beats.
For me, it's just like, it's very just like. It's dope as a mixtape. Like, if he just dropped it as a mixtape, but I feel like they presented it to us as an album, so I have to judge it as an album. If he just threw this out, it's like, hey, this is a free project. This is a mixtape. This is just some until I do. Because isn't this supposed to be... He keeps alluding that he wants to stop rapping, but then he keeps rapping.
Well, he's got a couple more albums out. Couple.
Yeah, he kind of put out a list of like what his last projects will be.
Yeah, so he's finishing the tail end of his career.
How many does he have left? I don't.
About two or three more.
Exactly.
It's the beginning of the end.
Two more. Yeah.
Basically. It's literally the beginning.
The fall off, isn't it?
Yeah.
No, this is. I think this is it for like the mixtape.
Yeah, yeah.
Because isn't the fall off is a mixtape?
Technically, it's a mixtape.
I think so. Yeah.
Right.
It's the beginning of the
end. It's the cover with
trilogy.
The basketball the entire time. Like,
yeah.
Right. The basketball metaphor.
Because the Sideline Story was the second one. That was the album.
The first debut album.
The Come Up was the first one, right?
The Come Up.
Yeah.
Come Up, the Warm Up.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Friday Night Lights.
Oh, that yeah. I remember that shit crashed. I remember trying to, like, download that shit, and it crashed. The website crashed. Because they were giving it for free. And that Piff fucking crashed. So tight.
What a day. What a time.
Bullshit. What a time.
I got two more. The Richard Kid and Lil Wayne album.
That was a disappointment?
That was a disappointment.
I don't know.
I feel like... If
maybe he wasn't meant to work with Richard Kid from the jump. He just
wanted
to test
like,
it
it's
out.
It's just like... I get it. I get... on paper, I see why it happened. I get why we got that. But you can't, like, have a caliber of talent like Wayne and pair it with someone, in my opinion, that has not even a fraction of...
I thought that was weird. I mean, that's why I didn't listen to it. I didn't run to listen to it just because Wayne was there. To me, it just didn't make sense.
So was this a money grab by Wayne? Like, you just paid him a bunch of money to do a tape with him?
I believe so.
I would think it's in that realm, unfortunately.
Okay.
Because I was listening to the Wayne bars all the...
Yeah, because he smoked that out. Like,
yeah,
he
definitely
himself.
Did. He was like, it's like hopscotch there.
It was kind of like, the same thing as far as like the Russ, like how I was saying with the Russ. It's just like you kind of like have to like endure the Rich the Kid parts. Because if anything, he should have just had Rich the Kid do the ad libs and the hooks.
Yeah.
But like there were portions where he actually had a verse that was longer than a 16, and it was just like there was no reason for you to go more than what you did.
He thought he was be killing that beat. Yeah. He thought he was going in.
Yeah.
Nah, I'm good. Let me keep straight. Yeah, yeah. Okay.
So,
I see you.
But I feel like a bunch of artists would feel that way too with him. Like, yeah, I feel like I'm great enough to rhyme with him, but you're not. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Happens all the time.
You know what I mean?
So, like, it's okay. Just walk away.
Well, I mean, in this case, Russ. Like we were talking about before, Russ would be that type of person.
I want to go back to that point. I would disagree.
With?
Disagree about? What?
I've lived with the project and. I still fuck with it. Like, yeah, the features.
One?
I'm not saying he's definitely not better than any of his features.
We talking about Russ?
Yeah, the Russ. Russ.
Oh, okay.
I'm going back to that one.
Like, well, you're a Rich Kid fan?
No, God no. I literally just trashed him.
That's a disappointment for you?
Throw the backpack in
Russ?
The garbage. Throw the backpack
the Russ
in the
album?
Yeah.
No, not disappointment.
Oh, shut up.
I'm not really into his catalog.
I
was talking to him.
It's a surprise more than anything.
It was like delayed reaction.
Okay. Yeah.
I was talking to Johnson about his catalog because I'm not really... You know, into it.
I used to listen to Russ. I'm sound like one of those guys. I used to listen to him, but I used to listen to Russ before he got when he talks about all his interviews.
I see what this is.
Gotcha. When he talks about those
it
interviews,
not gonna get one on me, buddy. Not gonna get by.
Wait,
no.
Wait,
he's a disgruntled Russ tonight. That's what he is.
About the project you were saying about the project, Russ's project.
Oh, well, no. Originally, they said it earlier, but I wanted to get to the list first before we started. You know, doing all the extra shit. They were saying, or no, you said it off air, I feel like, that the Chomp 2 is only good for its features, and you're kind of only listening to it to get,
the beats.
To get, yeah, of course, the beats, to get past, like, you endure Russ just to get to the features. So, yeah.
Gotcha.
I disagree, but I mean, like, that's your opinion. My opinion, I still fuck with Russ. Like, yeah, Chomp,
yeah.
He's not digestible, he's not easy to digest just because of his, I don't fucking know, it's the extra shit that kind of is like, all right, calm down, chill.
I feel like it's the opposite. I feel like he's very easy to digest.
I get over the same context, like,
like the same energy on every song.
Like when I was, doing my, like for example, when I was working on my top 10 and I was comparing and I was going through like each of yours to be like, would I put this in my top 10, yes or no? I think, let me see, who, I gotta see the name real quick. Conway, I wouldn't, because Conway, it's the same shit. West Side, yeah. Like, even though the it's like I can't get past, the artistry is cool, but I couldn't, for Conway, I couldn't get past that.
Feature.
Yeah.
Sorry.
You gotta be in one of those movies.
Conway, man. I couldn't get past it. West Side, I was fine with.
Listen to one of these albums, you have to be in one of those movies.
Gritty, yes. Grimy. I listened to all of them. I'm the grimiest bitch. But I'm just saying.
Whoa. Maybe not that day. That day, it was probably Sunday. It was the Lord's day. You were not grimy that day. So you did not listen to
the grimiest chick, yo. What the hell? You got a fucking razor blade on your tongue right now, my nigga? Like, whoa.
But I'm just saying that I just. All right.
No.
I'm just saying I couldn't. For Conway, I couldn't get past. Yeah, I get it. It's all the same shit. But for Conway, there was nothing else that stood out on the project. To me, it was like, all right, it's another dope album.
He got Ludacris to rep. That's my bias. That's why I like that album. So that makes him top 10?
Because he got Ludacris?
I'm a big Ludacris fan, so that's a bias for me.
But I wouldn't put him top 10 just to have, yo, just
but
that, because.
But Ludacris,
he wasn't on your top 10 Ludacris, either.
We're not gonna do this.
What?
We're not going to do what you're about to say.
Oh, I don't know what he's about to say.
No. I'm not slamming Ludacris.
I'm just saying. I wouldn't.
You know what time it is. Clifford Harris and Christopher Bridges. You know what time it is.
Y'all don't deserve the Griselda feature.
Am I going to?
We're not doing this anyway.
I'm not.
Back to the Chomped 2.
Yeah, no, because she was talking about the Conway and. You say we didn't want to go there. You're right. We don't want to go there.
Go where?
There's not going to be any Ludacris slander while I'm here.
I'm not slandering him. I'm just saying that still doesn't.
But your cohort over here.
Oh, well, that's him. But I'm not slamming. I'm just saying that doesn't. I don't know. That doesn't just give the album a top 10 album just because you finally got we got a
that's
verse.
That's why I said it's my personal bias. Even though he didn't make my list either. He's like top 15.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I'm cool with that. Or top 20, I'm cool with that. But, that project is what you're talking about. I just feel like Conway has put out better. What was the one with the shark on the cover? Is it Lulu or Lulu?
Yeah, Lulu.
Yeah.
That one.
The Alchemist.
So fucking good. Okay. That one was way better than this one.
They drop a lot of projects, too.
They drop a lot.
Consistently.
Yeah. So yeah. I just feel like I'm just, everything gets blended. It's either... most of their albums are even like EPs or any. Well, no, they don't fucking drop EPs. They drop novels at this point. But to me, like, it just some blend together. Then you have the ones like the fucking the what was it? Lulu. Where am I getting Lula from? Or the Hermes shit. It just depends. There's always something that sticks out. That's just Macchiato. Oh my god, I can't talk today.
Macchiato.
Really? I thought that was really good. I thought that was one of the ones that passed. Because, like you said, like they drop so much projects that there's some projects you can just be like, yeah, you can miss that. Like, you can pull maybe one or two songs from, but if you miss that project, it's not like you didn't miss on anything vital. I feel like La Machina was, like, one of those, though, that, like, it was good. Like,
no, I'm not saying – I didn't say it was bad. I just don't think it's top 10. Okay. I don't think it's top 10 material.
Gotcha.
Especially they put out better music. Yeah. So yeah, that one was different. But for as far as Chomp 2, I wouldn't say it's top 2. Top 10, sorry. Definitely not top 2. It's not top 10, but I don't know. I just don't agree. I feel like he's still kind of, I mean, he's not better than, he's nowhere near better than his features, but he holds his own.
Fair enough. He held his own. We can say that.
I didn't make that face when you said your opinion. The fuck?
I can't.
No, totally fine.
Can't agree with that.
You really felt like Russ didn't hold.
You didn't have to agree. Because I'm disagreeing with you, so of course you don't agree with me. That's
why
we need to have
this debate. Because he's from 07, 094.
See, there's a preview into the second. There's a preview into the future. 07,
094, yo.
We've been talking about before, these debates. This is great.
07, 094, C Caucus, baby.
Amen. That's also all right,
so where do we move on from here? Any other disappointment? Oh, no, actually.
My last one.
Yes, go ahead.
If nobody has any other ones. The Joell Ortiz album, man. That one was a disappointment.
Yeah.
After sitting with it for a few weeks, at first I loved it. And then the more I kept listening to it, the more I was just like, oh, yeah, this is kind of like the same thing we always get from him, but like the worst versions of all the songs that he's ever put out.
Was it you that I spoke to about this? We had the same conversation?
We talked about it, I think, briefly. Yeah. I just know, like, we both hated that Sci High song.
Now, how do you get Sci High and then give us that?
Yeah.
Oh, a minute and a half of just some bullshit.
I don't know what they were thinking with that. Like, the whole song structure is just so.
But even if it was weird. A minute and a half, like, even.
I played it before.
It was
like,
just the structure of it.
The structure of that song made no sense.
Made no sense at all.
Put that shit, that long ass thing in the beginning, cut it in half, put it in the middle, and then just do something else with it. Like, it just.
You need to show me this song.
What?
Chomp it down.
You need to show me this song.
Oh, bro, I'll show you the song. I'll play it. But just the first minute and a half, you're not going to know what the fuck is going on.
Yeah. Never mind.
It's like you think you're like listening to.
This is actually before you started like chilling with us during, like, recording the episodes and shit. Yeah. He played it. Like, I think we took a break or it was like while we were packing up. He played it for me and I got so mad while I was packing up that I'm just thinking, like, this thing really just fucked up. Like, how do you not, like, what the fuck? Oh no, it was during a break. It wasn't even packing up.
You was here.
Were you here for it?
I played today. Yeah, you were here. You was sitting down.
No,
you was rolling up.
You
played
it earlier, but we didn't talk about it. I don't think.
Yeah. It just sounded like mad ambient music for like a whole 90 seconds, and then Joel's like, man, and then he just drops a verse.
Oh, that's why I got mad.
Oh, wait. Then okay.
That's why
okay.
I got mad that earlier, because I'm just thinking, like, this thing really just played it. Like, I just felt triggered listening to that earlier.
And then Sci-Hi's verse, like.
Wait, you said I played it?
No. Pro put it on, and I kind of, I heard the beginning. And I'm like, this better not be that goddamn song. Like, I just felt triggered by it somehow.
Why do you play it, then?
You did hear it.
That was
did
the only
why
song
you play
I heard.
Why'd I play it?
You like it?
I wanted to hear the verse again. The verse is dope, at least.
To understand it? To like it? To try to like it?
To try to like it?
Like, fuck that.
Just
no.
Playing random shit, but yeah. That was the dopest song on the project, even though it's fucking weird, but just because of the verses. I think. I don't know, man. It was disappointing, though.
It was disappointing. It ended weird. It started out strong, ended weird. There's some songs on there that I still listen to, but like as an album in totality, it's just.
His hooks are never that great.
Yeah, that's the thing. And it's just like, I get it. You're from Brooklyn and you used to move weight and shit. Like, you've said that mad times. It was interesting. The content that I did find interesting when he started talking about his wife, because we don't really get a lot of that. Like,
right.
Like,
that was
lovey-dovey duality.
This is the first album after he got married, I believe.
Yeah, so it's just like, but that's the thing, too. It's just like, what do I want from Joel Ortiz?
You're always going to get dope bars. That's a given. But then as far as, like, song structure or, like, concept, I would have wanted a concept album. That would have been dope. That forces you to think outside the box and give people something new.
Oh, shit.
You know, sometimes that's the best way to go about things. But I also don't see him as that type of artist.
That would have been nice.
Yeah.
I'm acting like I've listened to the project and I haven't. I have no desire.
I hate that I, you know, killed the vibe for you to listen to it.
You've heard the project before. Really? It's okay if you miss it.
Oh, because you just hear everything else.
Wow, Johnson.
It's just one of those things where it's just like, I don't know. Like, I don't know. It's just again. If you miss this one, you'll be all right.
He felt like it was his most personal album, but I was like, no, after the ones you made before, like the Monday one, which was about anxiety and shit, how is that more personal than this?
The one
Apollo Brown
was way more personal than that, too.
And that was a good one, too.
The other shit with Illmind, the human shit, like these are all personal albums. Like, how is this any different? You're right, see? Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
What was the name of this one?
Autograph.
Autograph? Yeah. Oh, you would know by heart. How many tracks? I'm not looking this up. How many tracks?
A little more than 10.
There you go. No, Villa was asking.
A little more intense tracks.
But so, that's a full project. I don't know. Maybe it would have been better if it was EP? No? Johnson's saying no.
Also, the beats.
Or debating.
Right? Nothing memorable.
Yeah, no.
Nothing memorable as far as beat-wise. So that was another
that's
thing,
unfortunate.
Too.
It's a waste of fucking studio time.
Yeah.
All right.
Actually, you know what? The beat switch on the Sci-Hi track was the best.
See, that's a bad thing. If that's the best.
I'll play a song again, man. I'll play it again when we go off there.
All right. That's it. What was I going to say? While we're talking about beats, actually, best beat.
off the grid.
The best beat of this year?
Mm-hmm. Best beat this year, off the grid.
So, like pretty much this is, like, part of best song, which we'll get into next, but, like, the beat itself. You don't really care what's being said. It's the beat itself.
Yeah. Off the grid for me, bro. Look.
Like, if you count the words and the lyrics and the artist, then it's not really the best song. Or it could be both. It, like, could be the same thing.
Multiple beat switches, like, just the amount of production that just goes in there.
Off the grid, yeah.
That's not something you make in 15 minutes. Like, you put your time into that bitch. Like, that shit was top notch.
Yeah. That was a good one. I actually don't. I can't think of anything.
Yeah, the sequencing, all that shit, man. And then just the mixing is just clear as fuck every fucking time, and gritty it also at the same time.
There's a lot of beats I fucked with, but I couldn't decide. Like off Donda, Hurricane. I thought that was fire because when the Weeknd comes in, he adds the chorus to like a part of it, and just like the reverb off of it, and just everything, just that small little part. Stays with me. Like, I'll randomly think about that part and be like, all right, I gotta listen to this song.
This is a tough one because I know I'm missing out on a lot of beats. Like Isaiah Rashad's Dark Side, the intro to the album, that shit is fucking fantastic. There's not much to it, but it's just great. There's a bunch of West Side beats that I'm sure could have made the list. I'm
trying to think.
Definitely something off Mick.
Off of
there. I gotta look at, damn it, I actually have to hear the song.
Shit off Mix. Album that would have worked.
I feel like I want to say track 3 or 4.
Of what?
Of Elephant. That shit.
Oh, Stiff Arm?
I'm weird.
Yeah, Stiff Arm is track 3.
Track 3, okay.
That's not weird. I used to be like that too.
I don't know how I still stayed, even with streaming, I still stayed like I'm like listening to a cassette CD mode. Or CD, yeah. It's fucking weird. I'm thinking about like how many skips. Okay. What was I going to say?
True hip hop head right there, ladies and gentlemen.
But no, that beat just remind it. I don't know. It brought me back to like Dilla times.
Hell yeah.
And just.
Then we probably talking about Stiff Arm.
Yeah. Probably. I feel like it might have been Stiff Arm because we talked about it here when we were breaking down the album. It brought back a lot homes. For me. So I'm going to. I don't know. It might be a tie for me. It might be that. And it's not like, you know. The most outrageous fucking beat. It's not the craziest, but to me, between that and Off the Grid.
What y'all feeling like? Y'all still going through a list?
I mean, for me, it's probably gonna be an Alchemist beat. Like, I'm looking at all the stuff that Alchemist did.
There's so many, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't have like a guarantee. I mean, I like Chad. I like the beat, the Chad beat off of the Isaiah Rashad project.
That's dope too.
Yeah, I'm like looking back at songs and it's just like a lot came out, so it's just like it's really
like Range
hard.
Brothers, man.
Okay.
Yeah, man.
Okay, that the beat switch fire, on that too.
Both of them beats is fire. Their chemistry is amazing. Chemistry
like
is amazing.
That.
Keem,
like
Keem
that.
And
Range Brothers.
That shit was this something to me. Whenever I listened to that shit, man. Active, man. These motherfuckers acting like, what? Ready.
Forest Lawn from the West Side Gun Project. That's the one with West Side, 2 Chainz, and Armani. Armani Caesar.
Yeah.
And the Hell on Earth Part 2, even though it's just a fucking loop, but that's the greatest loop.
Well, that's how I feel about the Mick Jenkins one. Like, it's not Jenkins. I keep forgetting that fucking S. I keep forgetting the fucking S.
Jesus.
It's going to be the death of me, the fucking
Jenkins.
S. Jenkin?
Jenkins.
Anyway, so it's a simple beat. I mean, there's probably layers and shit. You can hear it, but it's a simple beat. But it's still just, I don't know.
Still knocks.
Yeah. And then for me, especially, it just gives me, like, just super hip-hop backpacker shit.
But can't go wrong with that shit.
No.
So, was that all the picks?
I like that Kanye with Lauryn Hill.
Oof.
What?
You're right.
That's
you're right. That was good. I remember the first time we heard that shit on an IG IG post or whatever. That shit was dope.
All right. Best song.
Yeah, that shit was dope.
Best song.
2021.
No. For me, Life of the Party.
Life of the Party?
Kanye and Andre 2000.
Ha 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 ha. Interesting.
No, because it just took me a while to realize. I'm like, oh shit, yeah, that's right.
God, now I gotta look for that.
This is the masterful verse.
See what's in my most played.
Andre's verse was
my
just
most
amazing.
Played is all old shit.
Yeah, I went to my most played as well.
I can't really go through my old shit. My most played. Best song is 21. Way Too Sexy. Done. That's it.
Yo, get the next. Fuck off this goddamn phone. That's how you really feel about shit, yo.
Need to Know by Doja Cat.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Yes. Right. Yeah, exactly, okay. Josh. It's all time.
There you
go. I got you up. Show me your schedule. Yeah. What in the wet is
yeah,
like.
Yeah.
Yeah, everywhere.
Wow. No, honestly, that, yeah. That
that song is fire. What are you?
Yo, that woman song.
Oh my God.
The fact that it just opens the album with that, I was like, y'all fuck with that.
That shit is fire.
This is fire. I go on.
Did you see the
video? You need to,
The video? Or
I haven't seen the video yet. I've been holding off.
I've only
heard Tiana Taylor's on it, right?
Yes. I've only seen a snippet of the video, and insane.
What woman?
Insane.
Yeah. It
reminds
my
man.
It's a bunch of women. I saw a video of a Doja Cat in a breakdancing competition when she's 16. Oh, she's pop locking.
No, I didn't see it.
Bro, she's going in. She's a B girl. Like, I had no idea.
She be out here doing some strange shit on her live. Yeah, I be hopping on her live. She be just doing some strange shit.
Yo, she's really like, she's hip hop as shit, bro.
And yeah, she is. Yeah, she is.
Brother. She's playing Little Brother. That, yeah. Yo.
Yeah, it's,
and rapping to the verse.
Bro, my heart melted when I heard that. Like, holy shit, she's showing Fonte love, bro. That's crazy. Work. That's crazy.
I feel like you got to talk, Villa, you got to talk about, because that was number one, Doja. Oh.
So, yeah, that's like, right. That was your number one album, right?
It was your number one album.
So we got to talk about that. Because that really wasn't traditional hip hop, but still.
Yeah.
Is it not?
I feel
it's
like
not.
That's a pop,
I mean,
I feel like it's a pop album.
She raps on it. I really just like it, right? I mean.
Well, it's high. It's definitely high on his list.
Yeah.
No, it's bottom five.
Drive to it. It's just.
It's not his top five.
Oh.
Wait.
Never mind.
Unless I misread it.
I feel like it is.
No.
It was the first one he mentioned in his top ten.
It's not on my top five.
Villa's
really
top five is
album.
Tyler, Nas, Cole, Isaiah.
I really enjoyed who
Ye.
She hooked up with as far as production, like features as well. She had Jid on the project.
Mm-hmm.
Like Jid, bro. You know?
Jid.
Not J. Cole. Jid.
Right.
Jid.
She had The Weeknd on it.
Mm-hmm.
That song is amazing as well.
Oh, yeah.
Forgetting a little more.
I find
she had SZA as well.
SZA.
Yeah.
And damn, that song is just
enough,
like, yeah,
that
that's just everything.
Yeah, that
if we were still on ringtones for our phone, that would be the number one ringtone.
Oh, without a doubt.
You can still do that.
Huh?
They still do that.
Do that.
You still can.
Yeah, it's not the same, though.
No,
yeah.
it's not. It's weird. It's
no
weird.
One, yeah, no one.
That ringtone error. It's crazy.
Yeah.
That
people
that
look at you weird. Yeah.
Having the hottest ringtone before.
Just
I mean,
your
having
phone
the hottest
go
ringtone
off
was like having
cart.
The hottest TikTok song.
You're right. That used to be a thing.
That is. Yeah, that's great. That's crazy.
Imagine that should just, every time someone sends you a text message, that should play. No, mom would be mad at Alchemist
next to the person sitting next to you with the subway cart. It's just too much.
Every time a B player, I get a text message to be an Alchemist.
You gotta
sample.
Put that shit on silent.
I've had a request to make Villa into a ringtone.
wait, what?
Velvet.
Oh,
she
word?
Was like, somebody make Villa a ringtone.
Oh my God.
Or the bad bitch thing.
Oh, I think I feel like she would. She probably would do that. It'll probably only last her. It'll probably last her like a day or two, and then she get annoyed by it. But she probably. I'm about to be like, Merry Grima. There you go. Here you go.
Let's
Here's
try.
A Villa ringtone.
Yeah,
that's a good point, though, bro. Like, I don't think I could want to live in a world where I'm just hearing ringtones all the time.
Oh, my phone's always on vibrate.
Like,
I just feel like it's rude.
Keep it with little ding ding, whatever, bell, chime.
No,
and keep it moving.
All of that is rude.
People be like, yo, why do you have your phone on vibrate all the time? Or like silent? I'm like, yeah, I don't know.
That too.
Like, what the fuck? Like,
I get it. Yeah, people don't want
to
hear
any
fucking
noises from
your phone.
Got bigger fish to fry in the world. Don't worry about why my phone's on silent. Like,
I know, though. There was like the one time I didn't have it on and it was in a movie theater. My phone just goes off and I'm like, yeah, it's so fucking rude. Like, turn off. I was like,
oh, just kiss me back.
Like, so the person I was with, they're like, Shade, that's your phone. I was like, oh, oh shit. I was like, damn. I was talking hella shit. Anyway, so everybody give a best song. Do you have a best song? Did you? I don't remember.
No, I keep thinking about other stuff for older topics that we just talked about. But as far as best song, I don't have. Earl Sweatshirt came out with a song, 2010. Actually, no. You know what? I'll probably, Tyler, Creator, We Gonna Run It Up.
Yes. Oh, Run It Up.
Yeah, Run It Up.
Yeah, yeah, that shit. That between that and Rise, probably most of my favorite songs probably be on that album.
Okay,
Corso,
is dope. Corso's dope.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm kind of stuck between Corso.
That video is crazy.
Then you mentioned Doja, the Need to Know shit. I'm like, then
yes,
and then there's another one. I think I feel like I said it earlier. I don't remember now. Fuck. Moving on though, but I don't know. To me, it just depends. I can't. Best song always sucks for me. I go through so many different moods, so many different phases. Shit, even with a week, within like a week or two. So I don't know. Sometimes I'm feeling Doja.
What song described your mood for the year?
Off the Grid.
Okay.
All the beat changes. I'm good with that.
Off the Grid. I like that.
How about you guys?
So you know, I'll say Earl Sweatshirt for that one. Earl Sweatshirt, 2010.
2010.
Yeah, I wrote that.
Why? No, you don't have to explain why. It's fine.
Yeah, I would say Corso for me.
Corso is fine.
Yeah, that was my mood for the year.
How about you, Lumberjack?
No. Nah. damn, I didn't really think this one through.
Keep it moving.
I'm gonna say "God Breathe" by Kanye West.
God Breathe on
God
this.
God Breathe on it. Yeah.
I
knew.
Yeah. I feel like as soon as that leak came out, that's all he Johnson was
said.
Saying.
Johnson made a valid point one time. He said that Azalea Banks belonged on that song, and I couldn't unsee it. And I was waiting for it.
What's up?
It was just yeah.
Hell yeah, man. I wish
it
they didn't
brought
have
out that Kanye
out.
Running across the stage shit. You know what I mean? That Kanye like
if they didn't have that falling out. Oh man. The amount of music we probably would have got from them.
Facts, right? She would have been signing good music.
1,000%. I don't know about that, but
1,000%. That's my
I don't think her and Tiana would have got along, but
true.
At all.
Little clash of styles
but,
right there.
I think her and John Legend.
John Legend. I feel like she would diss all them.
All them. Like.
She definitely would be dissing Big Sean. She definitely would be
yo,
dissing
chill.
Pusha.
Chill.
Like
I
Cuddy. Cracking jokes with Cuddy.
Mike
I
Dean.
Can't.
Just Mike
That's
Dean catches strays.
I can't get into her.
I'm looking forward. I know we're not on this subject yet, but I have a feeling it's going to be a subject as far as what we're projecting for next year. Azealia Banks. She's eating good. She got new management. She's not as angry as she used to be.
Yo, man.
I think
she's not cooking cats and shit.
That I can't speak
she's
for.
She's not. Wait, what was the other crazy
listen,
shit
man,
she was
let's
doing?
Not,
that was the last one
like,
I heard.
Let's focus on what he said.
She was doing some
like,
other
she's bringing
wild,
some music.
She was doing some other wild shit. She was saying
she
some wild shit.
I feel you on that, but now we need
it
to
just,
focus on the music.
All of it was just it was just a lot.
We need to focus on
and
the music.
And I usually tend to separate music and, like, you know, the person
from
the artist. And,
right.
But that was just, it was back to back. To back. It was a lot. Like, if she cooked a cat and just did the one time, I could have ignored it. But, like,
wait,
it was mad shit
back
to
multiple
back
cats?
To back.
That's the subject, man.
Well, no, I'm not a cat person. I just have cats. But I'm just saying, like, if you want to you wanna eat a cat, go ahead. But, like, that's cool. But I'm saying all the other shit that she did, it's a lot. It's just too much.
That's cool.
Yeah.
It's a messiness.
You eat a cat, that's cool.
I'm sure it's like a, I don't know.
You guys, we don't go out here eating cats, just for the record.
Oh, that's great.
I'm not here to judge anybody.
All right, but you know what?
But I don't know if I could really listen to her music after, like, just, I don't know.
Fair enough, but Johnson brought up a great topic that I was going to bring up next, but let's go with that. So what's one thing that you can predict will happen next year? You said the emergence.
Oh, I think the rebrand of Azalea Banks. But my other one is, I don't know where these guys were at, but somebody was interviewing Denzel Curry and Joey Badass, and Denzel Curry said that him, Badass, Jid, and Michi Darko from Flatbush Zombies are going to have the best project, individual. It's not a group project. Those four artists are going to have the best individual projects in 2022.
That's right. It's Joey Badass, Michi Darko. Who else?
Jid. And Denzel Curry.
Ooh. I can see Jid, Joey Badass. Denzel Curry, maybe. Michi Darko.
I feel like Denzel is like underappreciated.
1,000%.
Yeah. I feel like he's one of those.
Yeah, Michi Darko.
And Michi Darko. We've been waiting for Michi Darko.
Yeah, but still.
I've been waiting for me. I won't speak for the room, but I've been waiting for Michi.
He's more of a long shot than the other three, you can say.
I think Michi Darko is like a really dope artist because I think he taps into a lot of different genres.
Oh, no, that I don't doubt. What I'm saying is that he's the lesser known of all four of those. Which is why it's a longer shot for him to have that expectation of that album.
Okay, I was so confused. I was like, wait, long shot? Okay, yeah. He's dropped music before most of them. Didn't they drop something like either earlier this year or late last year?
They actually just dropped a single with RZA.
Yes.
That song was dope.
No, but a full album, I feel like I just heard, or maybe last year. I don't know.
They did an EP.
EP, maybe. It was a project. EP.
So that's a good prediction. Okay, I fuck with that.
So I see that one. I fuck with that one. Just Joey in general. That'd be nice if he didn't just get anything.
Yeah, because he dropped like a 3-pack earlier this year.
Joey Badass?
Yeah.
I'm kind of cool on Joey. Like, I think he can just stick to acting. And that's no slight to him. But
what was the previous project that he had?
A 3-pack.
American. Oh, it was a 3-pack?
It was a 3-pack or some shit.
Yeah, one was called The Light. And it made it seem like he was going to be on this resurgence. And then I feel like nobody was fucking with the EP. Or at least I wasn't.
He went back to acting.
And then he went back to acting. He's like, oh, y'all not rocking with this?
let me get this Oscar real quick.
Let me go back and kill acting. But, I mean, obviously I'm going to listen to it. But, like, out of those four, like, I'm good on that. Like...
Wait, if so they're putting a collective together?
No.
It's individual projects.
Oh, okay.
It's individual. So, that's what I'm saying. I was saying it's individual projects.
Well, that's why I didn't make any count. I thought you were as one.
No, that was a collective. Oh, they getting the council out of here. If that was
each of their projects are going to be album of the year contenders.
I was like, fuck yeah, I'm ready for that one. All right, how about just something from Joe? Okay, never mind. Okay, never mind.
All right, I got some predictions. I got some predictions. 2022, we're going to see a Kendrick album.
I was going to say the same.
Probably not.
Yes, we are.
We will.
100%.
We'll see something.
Yeah. See when you believe in.
You're nowhere near the mic.
Not on PG Lane? 1,000%.
Oh. Well, he saw
Chicago still. He's still signed TD, so I don't think PG Lane.
1,000%.
He did. He addressed the album. He said this is the last project from TDE. Like, it's been alluded to for at least, a year now?
So why not do the 2022?
Year and a half?
Right, go out with a bang.
Possibly.
If he drops it, he drops it. I'm telling you, the way them TDE motherfuckers roll, though, I don't hold my
breath. So what, you drop SZA, give it a couple.
SZA's not coming.
No, she's not dropping.
So who do you drop before Kendrick?
I think it's going to be Kendrick.
He's just the next drop?
Kendrick,
I don't know who. I couldn't tell you who's
in
the next drop.
I feel like Kendrick starts it all.
To be honest, they need to start paying more attention to, an EP. They dropped an EP from Zakari and an EP from Lance the Skywalker. And I feel like they need to be pushed way more than all these other, flagship artists on that label, because they be coming out every 4 to 5 years with music. Right. Absol's project. We haven't had Absol project since 2016. You think he's coming out in 2022? Probably not.
Probably not. No mention of it.
Isaiah Rashad just drops from, I feel like he might be just dropping like Little Lucy's. I feel like we will get more music from him, but we're not going to get a project from him anytime soon. J-Rock, I wouldn't be surprised if J-Rock drops next year. I feel like he's been pretty quiet.
Yeah.
He's been killing it with the features, but he hasn't really.
So I have two big releases from the big dogs at TD.
Schoolboy always says he has an album, but I don't, every artist says that, so I don't know.
Well, technically, Schoolboy, he said once, well, I forgot what it was. Once you see me in the gym, you know, my album is done or some shit. Or
hey, I bet.
I forgot what the fuck it was. But that gym? Has, but yeah. This album has been technically done since last year or sometime right God, before quarantine. Suck.
Just having an album ready of shit.
I forgot, like, whole year. Exactly. But I don't know. I'm not expecting SZA next year. Kendrick, yeah. J Rock, no. Maybe if J Rock, maybe the end of the year. I feel like it'll be either SZA or J Rock, and they're probably gonna put their money behind SZA. But I feel like
they can just keep milking SZA for singles. She don't need to drop a project.
No, she doesn't need to. But I feel
I
like
think she's like the Cardi B for them. Like they could just drop Lucy's and they're just gonna go.
No, but Cardi's still gonna drop an album. So I feel like SZA at the, some
point. Is Cardi
point,
dropping in 2022?
I don't know, but
no.
Okay then. So what? So exactly my point.
But she has dropped. Didn't she drop a second album? Did Cardi drop a second album?
No.
Yeah.
We're still only dropping the first one.
Exactly. Yep.
Oh shit! She dropped singles.
She just dropped singles.
Why do I feel like she dropped two?
Nope.
No.
She dropped. But she's pregnant right now, right?
Yep.
So she's not
she's
an
pregnant
album.
Again?
She's not yep. in album mode right now.
Cardi's pregnant again?
Yep.
What the fuck is going on?
She probably got shit. She probably has music in the tuck.
No, she got way other shit. She got TV shows.
She had
said
1000%.
Oh yeah, no, she's pregnant. What am I? I'm acting like she already.
She got
the
position at Playboy. Like she's got so much other stuff.
No, she said after. She said a little like probably like a year. I'm estimating probably a year after she gave birth. She's probably gonna drop the album.
We'll see.
Or actually start working towards it.
All she got to do is holler one of them writers to make her a hit.
But I'm not talking about Cardi. I'm talking about SZA. So SZA, I feel like, and I'm not saying she's dropping. You can keep shaking your head no, but I'm still gonna say what I gotta say.
I think she's dropping as well.
I'm thinking. Well, not that she's for sure dropping. I'm saying it's either her or J Rock. But I would put money on her over J-Rock. But I don't see anybody else from TDE dropping next year because I feel like they need to put this Kendrick shit out so he can actually leave. TDE needs to put their house back together because it's like it's just all over
the
place.
House burning.
Yeah,
it is.
Literally. And it just makes not like
I mean,
they have
I feel,
good shit
I feel,
there.
I feel like that's what it is though.
But
I feel like that's what he's it's like context clues, bro.
That's
it's
why
clues.
He named yeah.
It's like the demise
the
of
the album had nothing to do with the name. It was just he was describing.
Yeah, you know
TV.
It's happening, but it's just happening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I don't know. But I'm actually not expecting anything from TDE. I'm so over them. It's like Rihanna. I'm so fucking over it.
Nope. I got Kendrick Lamar coming out next year. I also got Rihanna coming out next year as
now
well.
Now you decide to use the mic, okay.
Well, I'm letting you know. I'm letting you know. Rihanna's
right
coming out next year. I really do believe that.
I didn't give my second prediction, by the way. I think the council will have a breakaway single. The council's going to have a single that we're going to talk about.
I knew this council
show.
Shit was going to come back somehow.
The council.
No. No.
What? They're not gonna have a dope single?
Oh, and Johnson. I feel
thank
like
God,
we get
that.
I feel like we get that 2 Chainz.
Come on, yo. The council, otherwise known as DBE.
What?
2 Chainz?
2 Chainz and Hov.
Project?
No, 2 Chainz and Hov feature. The Hov feature. He finally this year.
Oh,
get,
really?
I think we get the 21.
Nah, man. Nah.
We get the 21 and Jay-Z.
Nah, I feel like
we don't get the
2 Chainz and Hov.
Two Chainz doesn't need to drop anything. If anything, he should just do some features, but I don't want to hear from Two
Redeem
Chainz.
Himself from that album that he dropped.
I don't want to hear any. I don't want to hear a Two Chainz project. Right
no,
now.
Not at all.
Jesus.
Not right now.
Okay.
The Pink House shit wasn't that bad, but it
no,
was like,
no.
Nah, I'm good. I'm good on it.
Wait, what? Which one? The Pink House?
The
Trap House?
Trap? No,
trap
wait.
House. Wow. The one with
pretty
the Pink
girls
House that's on it.
Pretty
no,
Girls
wait,
Like
wait.
Trap.
Yeah, pretty
yeah.
Girls Like Trap Music. That's amazing.
That had the Pink House, right?
Yeah, that was a while ago.
That was amazing.
Yeah, that was that. Okay. Yeah, that was the last. Yeah.
Well, the recent one, he was also by a house as well, right?
Okay, so we knocked out predictions. No.
Do we?
No, I feel like there's way more people.
No, there's more. There's more predictions.
Oh, we got more predictions.
Yeah,
what else we got?
Like
I
feel
I
like
do this for days.
Yeah,
man.
No, there's more. We didn't. Yeah,
bad
no, there's
artists.
More predictions.
All right, what
we
what
just
else
spent most of the time just debating
Swisher,
and shit.
Earl Swisher is coming out in January.
I like that prediction. Yeah.
I was not anticipating. I wasn't expecting Earl Sweatshirt, so I'm excited.
So what's the prediction? Is it a hot album? That's a good project.
Wait, no, it was announced.
It's
oh, I'm
January
saying
January 14th.
That's not a prediction, man. That's
I know, but like.
that's what I'm saying.
The prediction is going to be good. Is that the prediction?
Okay.
I predict my boy Jack Harlow is going to have a sophomore album, a really good sophomore album.
Real one. Okay. I can see that.
Yeah, I do.
You think it's going to drop this year?
Well, I do.
When did the last
one? He's just.
2019.
That was
2020. No, was it? I think it was.
I'm pretty.
No, that had. Wait, what?
Yeah, look that up.
That had to be 2019. There's no way.
Nah,
Oh, are you got it? Okay, looking it up.
Actually, no, it might be 2020. That's so weird.
I feel like it's 2020.
No, January.
So a sophomore project, 2022. That makes sense.
Yeah.
I'm trying to see.
I think Big Frit was rumoring, saying that he was coming out.
Yeah, 2020.
That he's working. He's been working on something.
All right. So 2 years, yeah. Right.
What do you guys think about the Freddie Gibbs shit that's dropping next year?
I think it's going to be his
or next week, I guess. I don't know.
We talked about it before. I think it's going to be the big disappointment. That's going to be the disappointment of 2022.
Well, no, we talked about it off air. I wrote it down, so I wanted to make sure we talked about it.
That's going
to
be 2022 disappointment.
Why?
Because
you guys said
I judge albums based off of rollouts,
mm-hmm.
and this is a horrible rollout.
The animated shit, every single with the animated bunny, I'm just not feeling the bunny shit.
It's not even that's his whole shtick. The big rabbit thing. Yeah. I don't know why.
I don't care. I don't know why. And it's
I don't
too
care
colorful.
To know the backstory about it. It's the whole academic shit. I'm over it.
Oh yeah,
I'm
that's right. You did mention it. Yeah.
I'm over it.
And the supposed fight with Jim Jones recently.
What if you take away the rollout?
You can't take away the rollout.
You can't take away the rollout.
It's happened.
Oh no, I'm saying like if you didn't know
on paper,
if you didn't know about it
on paper, based off what we've been given, because he's gonna have Pharrell on there, Alchemist, he's gonna have all my favorite mm-hmm. producers on there, and I think there's some as far as like feature artists, vocalists.
Yeah,
I think there's a few names I saw on there that I liked. On paper, if I'm just looking on paper of what he has constructed. Without track list,
mm-hmm.
and just as like these are the producers, these are the features.
Yeah.
On paper, this is going to be an amazing album.
Yeah.
But based off of the rollout and then based off the first single with Jadakiss.
Yeah, the vibe ain't really there. And, if that was your first single, I don't understand.
I haven't heard the single yet.
That was the big issue I had with the Isaiah Rashad project, because Lay With You should not have been the first single.
It
should have been Headshots.
And this is why I don't listen to singles.
And then Lay Up should have been the second.
Lay With You should not have been a single at all.
Nah, it could have been, but it shouldn't have been the first one.
Like if it's
we haven't heard from you in 6 years, and you're going to drop the song.
That's what I said. I remember
you're
going to
drop the song with the feature who has the...
With Duke Deuce?
Duke Deuce, who has the bigger portion of the song,
mm-hmm.
like that should have been the second or third single. That shouldn't have been the first. That should have been
not
Headshot.
A single at all.
Should have been Headshot.
I'm okay with Lucy's. I'm not okay with listening to shit that's not just like I'd rather listen to an album
to a full project.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because then you hear a single and you're like, oh, I'm disappointed, but then you hear the album and like, wait, what?
And
oh,
singles are like trailers for a movie in a sense.
I mean, has there been a sloppy rollout, but the album ends up being good? Of course.
Yeah.
But
you're putting it more towards shit. Sorry, that fucked that Chinese man. I should have not eaten. Before.
You didn't even eat the Chinese. What are we talking about?
You just looked at it.
You didn't even you licked the fucking plate. Like that's it.
Well, lick the plate means like I finished it.
Oh, sorry. You know what I mean? Like
when something's like done. No, I had some of it. No, I'm like, I got sleepy off of it. Anyway. I don't know what we're talking about. I just got joked on.
We're talking about rollouts.
Rollouts.
We're talking about Freddie Gibbs. And I think this album's going
to
be...
But so you're leaning on to it.
I think this album's going to be very lackluster. And obviously, I hope to be wrong. Mm-hmm. And I will come back on the podcast and say I was terribly wrong about Triple S. Is it called Triple S? Or is the S going to stand for something?
It's probably
we don't know yet,
something.
Right?
No, yet.
We don't
we
know
haven't
yet.
Announced. I don't. Well, I haven't seen
so, I could be completely wrong, and this could be the best. This could top Alfredo, but like that's the thing. That's
I don't
the,
see that
the bar right now is at Alfredo. That's a hard. That's a scary bar to.
That is a scary.
As an artist,
Grammy nominated. Not that that matters, but still.
It doesn't matter. Not compare it.
Why is that? Why can't it just be like something else?
It's not about comparing it so much. It's just like the art has to be equally as good. I don't want another. I don't want Alfredo 2, but I want something. In the same aspect that made me amazed at.
Is he working with
Alchemist?
He might just do one beat.
Yeah, like one or two, but.
But it's because he also like put this the year after. Like this is the next album. Like he didn't take a bunch of years off, so we're expecting like the same quality. As a fan, yeah, you want to hear it. You don't want to take. You don't want to take a step back.
I don't think it's the time. No, I think it's because you guys are fans. Like yeah. we're fans. I'm worried about with this album is the fact that there's so many different producers, and trying to look, which is possible. Obviously, like it's been done before, having one like good sound for multiple producers. But at the same time, I'm just a little worried.
That's what I'm saying. And that Jadakiss song was just, I haven't returned to that. Have you listened to that song since it's been out? I haven't listened to that.
I forget what the beat sounds like. The video, I saw forgot the video. Any lyrics.
I watched the video for that song. So, you know, like you said, maybe the video makes the song better.
Yeah. Again, another situation where we don't know there's a video out for the song.
So.
Yeah. I'm going to listen to.
All right, buddy, how are we feeling? How long do we have here? I think we've covered a lot today for this episode.
1:30. Real quick, any other predictions?
I think Hove comes out as well. Bold prediction, I know. But
haven't heard. With the album, with the project?
Yeah. Okay. I think Hove comes out with something. Yeah. You know?
Yeah. Featuring Jay Electronica?
May it be as it may, I guess. I mean, I'm expecting to hear Hove. I feel like it's about time that we get a Hove project.
Yeah. I don't know why. I'm ready for one. So funny.
I don't get tired of Hove, you know?
Yeah. I don't mean to.
So, like, what, like, what should we call it? 444 came out in 2019?
No.
18?
18, I would say.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's, like, long overdue for me.
Yeah, I think you're right. I agree, but I don't know.
Maybe he might try some shit, you know, he might try some shit like Nas has been doing with Hit-Boy. Just not with Hit-Boy, but maybe with somebody else.
It'll probably be somebody else, yeah.
It's gotta be a...
Maybe now that Kanye is like reconciling with everybody, might get the Throne Project as well, or maybe Baby Steps get a feature with Hope.
Like I feel like maybe he'll do a couple more features than he did this year, and then 23 possibly something.
I don't know.
You know, you mentioned last episode it was Kanye was with Future on stage, the healing phase, right? So this is the healing phase where he gets back with Hov.
No,
this starts chopping it up. You know what I'm saying?
Healing, like the toxic healing. Oh, phase.
It's still, you know, the Henny Kanye too. When he hopped out the limo at the VMAs.
Yeah, the real healing phase definitely is gonna be with Jay-Z. All right, Johnson, what were you saying?
I was saying, with you guys saying that, do we get Watch the Throne 2 in 2022?
No. I was saying 23. I think 23.
I think they'll make a song together.
Yeah,
I see that.
Yeah. I'll see a whole project.
See that happening.
It's a lot.
If it happens, I'm thinking 23. Next year, I don't think there's any. It's not going to be coming any
out? Missy? What? Missy coming out?
I don't think there's going to be any whole project.
You think Missy coming out?
Missy?
No.
That's never crosses my mind.
Missy Misdemeanor?
Yeah, I think so. No, that tweet.
What about Dre, man? What about Dre?
No, there's a whole, like, they kind Dre of just dropped like eight songs, bro.
Dr. Dre just dropped 8 songs on that GTA pack.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Oh, that is true. Actually, no. Oh, I think that that West Coast route, Mount Rushmore, Snoop, Dre, or is it no? It's Snoop, Ice Cube, E-40, and Too Short.
Yeah. Ooh.
Ooh.
Sorry.
Maybe that comes out in 2022. I'd be interested to hear
no,
that.
No, you're good.
Mount Westmore, yeah.
I need to pick a volume for you. Because you go all over the place, and I never know. Like, okay.
So, like, for this year, I felt like the biggest, like, producers or the most consistent producers were, in hip-hop, obviously, were Hit-Boy, Alchemist, and Harry Fraud.
Yeah.
And you could probably throw Hitmaker in there as well.
Mm-hmm. Hitmaker for real,
Hitmaker.
Is it going to be the same four, or is somebody going to emerge and wow us?
Somebody will definitely emerge. Somebody will come up with a sleeper.
Is somebody going to come?
2022 the year somebody washes one of them out? Possibly.
Yeah, Epidemic.
Oh.
Hey.
Oh,
I like the sound of that.
I fuck with that one. I endorse that one.
Hey, you got any predictions? Any other ones?
Nah, I think I'm good.
Okay. Wow.
Rihanna ain't dropping.
Yes, she is.
Guys,
Kendrick might. Yes, I don't know.
We've learned a lot about our music taste. Learned a lot about what the future may hold in the hip-hop industry. Yeah. We hope that you enjoyed this talk. And and you have your own top 10 list of albums and songs and beats and all that that you can talk to with your friends and dissect and analyze and all that shit, man, just like we did here. Want to thank Johnson Sold Out again. Yeah. Yo, let them know where they can find you. Let them know what you have going on. I know you got the new merch out.
Yeah, Stereotype. Yeah, talk to him, talk about it.
Yeah.
Shout out to Dave Noodles for picking me for the Dreamer of the Month. I need y'all motherfuckers to buy this shit because I need to hit a goal because it don't ship until I hit the goal. So if you see a shirt, you see a shirt, sweatpants, hat, just buy it.
Hoodie.
And it'll come. You know what I'm saying? You know?
I actually do have
money. Use them gift cards and Christmas money. You know what I'm saying? The new year, new you. With some new. with some new swag from your boy. You know what I'm saying? It's all organic. It's all independent people trying to get, you know, dollar in the dream and stuff like that. So you can find link to said merch on my social media. That is on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, YouTube, Johnson Sold Out, JohnsonSoldOut. I'm sure it'll be spelled out somewhere on the screen.
Yes, it will.
At various points in this video. But in case you're listening on your favorite podcast platform, then yes, that's how you spell.
Very nice.
And that's how you would find it.
There's also links in the bio.
Yes, links in the bio. Check the bios.
Check the bios.
Always check the bios. You know, there's always good treats in the bios.
Yes.
Resources.
Facts.
Mad emojis.
I got a video coming up.
Hey.
Wink, wink.
Hey. Oh, right. Oh, all right. Yeah. Yeah. We directed the videos, right.
Directed.
11 visuals.
11 visuals. That video is coming soon. I'm going to do one of them artist things. It's coming soon, but it's actually coming.
And the piece is called, the name of the piece.
Oh, this is embarrassing.
We'll cut. Don't worry.
TBA.
It's the first poem of the book.
Jesus,
the book of my. It's the first title of my book, Scattered.
Yeah.
Poetry book that I dropped last year.
Thank God you remember the name of the book.
Yeah, if I forgot the title of the book.
Sick Conversations.
Sick Conversations.
There you go.
Sick Conversations. Sick Conversations. Of course, he will edit right there. Sick Conversations.
I was about to say sick shit. I'm like, no, it's not sick shit. It's sick something.
I almost said Confessions. It's fine.
How do we edit with it? Now there's a blunt in my head.
No, I'm keeping all of that. It's fine.
Keep it. But yeah, sick Conversations.
I had to pull up the video.
It's the first poem in the book, so if you know. It's a dialogue between me and like my conscious. So the video concept is gonna incorporate that. So I think we all pulled it off pretty damn well.
Yeah, it was a great time. Really got any final thoughts? Stay safe out here, man.
This variant is crazy out here. Stay safe. Wash your hands. Wear your mask.
Yeah, the Omarion variant is kicking ass out here.
Touch. It's gonna touch you,
Jean Grey, in the flesh. You got any final thoughts for us?
No, not really. That's it.
Strong.
Oh, man. Yeah, man.
I like that. That's how you want to end up the year. Thank you.
Well, wait. So how about this? What are the projections for y'all? What is the projections for the podcast?
Man, what's up?
Well, we're gonna have a side project that's gonna be very, very big. I've been envisioning this in my head, and the way I see it, we're gonna have a lot of people coming onto the show, different artists, different people that know music, and we're gonna debate like crazy. Over different hip-hop subjects. I feel like that idea in itself is just going to go very far. Our setup is going to upgrade a lot at some point or another. 11 Visuals is going to be making a lot more videos for a lot more artists and other types of events as well. And Kid Pro as an artist is just going to be doing more music. So
yeah.
That's what I have as far as my predictions for 2022.
Okay.
Yeah.
Taking it day by day. Day by day.
I love this girl's attitude.
I have plans for podcasts, like, you know, little things I want to still get done, people I want on, just ways to improve, ways to get more listeners, you know, shit like that, the normal. Check It, eventually coming back at some point once I feel better and, like, you know, I'm ready to come back with that. I'm not really rushing it at all. I'm just take it day by day.
Love you too.
But do we get the
what?
do we get the Villa project in 2022?
Oh, yo, yeah, hell yeah, man. You know the vibes.
Well, you, why are you looking at me like I'm about to say no? Biggest disappointment of the year.
I was about to say no.
Nobody said it.
Nobody
said
anything.
Yo, I didn't even think about it. Biggest disappointment of this fucking year was not getting.
No, we're going to get it. No,
he's not getting it. No, whatever.
A whole year. This, Rihanna. He's not going to let a whole year fucking year pass.
I'm cool, Rihanna. It's cool, Rihanna. Riri, chill. Hey, it's cool.
Unless a baby is coming out of his stomach, that album is going to come out.
Yeah, man.
All right?
It will.
That album is coming out.
It will.
It better.
All right, one way or another. It will. All right?
For sure, for certain, man.
No, that's it. Like, no. We're not going to. It's going to happen.
Yeah, man.
That's it.
Damn, you sound like me.
No, last year? Yeah.
Anybody else? Oh, closing notes. Go ahead.
Closing notes for the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. Okay. It's been a hell of a year for all of us. I want to say to everybody in this room right now, I'm very proud of all you guys for all the shit that you've overcome and have been through and how you've grown and matured in this past year. I have had individual moments with all of you where we've spoken about where we are in our lives and how we want to get better. And I'm happy to say now in this last week of December that I've seen it happen for each of you. And I can only imagine how much greater it's going to be by this time next year. Everybody has gone through ups and downs, but it's certain we've all gotten better because of it.
Yeah.
And that's really what matters at the end of the day. It's our perception of things. No matter what's happened, we've remained positive, we've remained strong, and most of all, we remain happy. And I think that's what matters at the end of the day. So I'm proud of all you guys, really, truthfully, proud of how far along you guys have come this whole year, mm-hmm. and just how much better you guys have become as artists and as people. And I respect the hell out of that. So thank you guys for being motivation for me to be a better person as well.
Absolutely, man.
Yeah.
Appreciate you, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, somebody get this bowl of onions out of the recording session.
I'm proud of you guys.
Smoke in my eye.
I'm very proud of you guys. Yeah. I'm very, very proud of all you guys. You guys
likewise,
do a great job.
Man. Likewise with your project, man. Your project was
you guys, yeah. You guys have worked your asses off.
Kid Nova was something.
Yeah, no, it was in the beginning of the year. Yeah, yeah. You know? It was great. And it's lasting, at least I like the thing. But yeah, it was dope.
1,000%.
And I guess the next step is to make something equally as good or better. That's the goal.
Exactly.
That's the goal. Keep progressing. Keep getting better.
1,000%.
Keep learning.
That's all you can do.
Yeah. And we hope you're getting better too at home.
Let's get healthier.
Yo, for real.
Let's get healthier.
Yo, try to work out more. If you just work out 1% more than you did last year, just
work
make
out,
that the
try
goal.
Try some yoga. Try a variety of stuff. Try some meditation.
And drink more water.
Eat better. Sleep better.
Yeah.
Sleep better. Take a nap.
You know,
it'll help.
I've taken several today.
For real.
Every now and then, rub one out. You never know. You might need it.
Do your fucking research.
Do your research. Do your Googles and your YouTubes. And learn a new language.
And this has been
Travel. Crypto. Crypto. Invest. Invest your money.
Travel.
Money trees.
And this has been episode 113.
113.
We all peace.
Peace.
Yeah.
Stop recording.
Are we good?
Did it go?
You know the vibes.
Did it go? Travel.
Exactly. Travel.
Eat some Indian food.
Have a lot of sex.
Have some sex. Have some angry sex with a random stranger in the parking lot of a Dunkin' Donuts
exactly.
on a Sunday afternoon.
Yo, cool. Man.
Yeah, cool. Peace.
Don't waste your time.
Peace. I don't even know where the hell I'm going to edit this point at. All right.